Welcome to Create Wealth Through Franchising. I'm your host, Kim Daly. Whether you're a CEO, a military vet, a real estate investor, or simply in career transition and ready to take ownership of your future, with each episode, you're going to learn valuable insights and hear inspiring stories from within the franchise industry. On that note, my guest stories are their own. And as a franchise consultant, I do not make personal brand endorsements or earnings claims, but I do educate, motivate, and inspire dreams. Now, on to the show. Welcome back to Create Wealth Through Franchising and Kim Daly TV. I am your host, Kim Daly, and in studio today, we have a good one for you all. My new friend, Bo Amrod from the UK. Bo, welcome to the studio of Kim Daly TV.
Wow, Kim, what an intro.
It's going to be awesome today. Okay, listeners, so this guy wants to talk about mental fitness with Kim Daly. If ever there was a conversation for Kim Daly to engage in, mental fitness is surely it. So Bo identifies himself as the positive intelligence specialist, and he's going to tell us all about that. But first, I also want to introduce him as a focal point coach, because that's also who he is. So he wears many titles. So Bo, tell us a little bit about your story. Before we kind of get into the coaching aspect on this interview, let's just talk a little bit about your story and what was happening in your life when you decided you wanted to become a focal point coach.
Yeah, so I came from an extensive 25-year career in high-profile senior leadership roles in financial services and fintech. You know, through fortune or fate, delivered millions, hundreds of benefits through execution of transformation programs, mergers, acquisitions. I'm a process guy. I come from kind of big enterprise-level architecture, which is where I carved my career. And through that opportunity came a time where I had that kind of moment where I can reassess, I can take a break, I can decompress from corporate life and think deeply about where my next move and where my next journey is going to be. So I took a few months out. I went to live in Italy, got myself a coach, because I absolutely believe that you're never really going to achieve your full potential unless you are coached. And those maximum capabilities that are really deep down in there, a coach's job is to kind of bring them out. And that's what I did. I kind of had a real humbling moment as I took some walks through bustling markets of Bolaro and Vulturia.
Oh, wow. This sounds like you were really struggling in your life, Bo.
It was a moment. And those kind of serene strolls on the beach in Sicily, I recognized that I was disorientated and I was anxious. And I felt like I'd lost something of who I really am, because we live in a profoundly challenging time. Yeah, and it's understandable that people are disorientated and anxious, but we need to normalize that. And we need to acknowledge the fact that we're all experiencing too much change for the typical human being to be able to handle. And the response we need is to be able to invest in mental fitness. And that's where I had my epiphany. Because investing in your own mental fitness massively increases your capacity to handle change in a way in which it isn't stressful, but it's joyful.
So we're going to come back to mental fitness. Okay. So I love that. Okay. So you're being coached, you're having this epiphany. So how do you get to focal point coaching?
So I've always been a coach. It hasn't just been through focal point. I've always been approached to coach, to mentor, to train, and always gravitated towards coaching. I really like seeing people develop and becoming the person they're meant to be. And through that epiphany, when I got my coach, I was looking for something which was going to underpin, which also became apparent, what I wanted my practice to be. And I know, I've always wanted to help leaders bring some peace and clarity to business life, because I've been in those arenas, I've been in those environments, and it's stressful. Yeah. But I needed something which was able to help equip entrepreneurs, senior leaders, business owners with some really beautiful, simple, indispensable tools that'll help navigate those complexities, and something that has proven content. which helps with the challenges of all this information overload that we're constantly bombarded with on a million different mediums. And something that's going to help me eliminate barriers to things like costly consultancy firms, and where we can give the small, medium enterprise business owner the level of the inside intelligence and not to waste countless dollars on costly consultancy engagements, but give them that guaranteed impact. And that's where I landed on Focal Point.
That's awesome. What I loved about when we were talking in another conversation, weirdly enough, I don't think has come up this year with all the Focal Point coaches that have been guests on Create Wealth Through Franchising this year. You had said to me that you always followed Brian Tracy, and that that also led you, because Brian Tracy, all of the tools inside the Focal Point coaching methodology are Brian Tracy's intellectual property, correct? And I love that when you said that, and I was like, wow, for some reason that never came up this entire year with all of these Focal Point coaches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brian Tracy was, he reminds me of my grandfather.
I love that.
He does. He also reminds me of a guy that some Americans do and don't know, but a guy called David Attenborough. He narrates all of the nature programs in the UK. And he is like a national treasure. But the way Attenborough talks about nature is the way Brian talks about business. And he's mesmerizing.
It's awesome.
He creates this kind of draw into you where he can explain something with incredible complexity with such elegance.
Simplicity.
And simplicity.
Yes. I love that, Bo. You know, one of my all-time favorite business books is a Brian Tracy book called Many Miles to Go. Have you ever read it?
No, I haven't read that one.
This is his story of, so when he was tangent, and we're totally getting to mental fitness, I promise. But for those listeners out there, if you haven't read the book, Many Miles to Go by Brian Tracy, I highly recommend. So when he was graduating high school, people were taking time off, or it was either between high school and college, or college and, like, you know, going to a job where, you know, backpacking across Europe. But he didn't want to be like everybody else. So he decided he was going to cross the Sahara Desert. And so what he does is he unfolds this story of finding people to go with him, figuring out how they were going to fund it, talks about all of the challenges. And so on one page, he talks about the adventures that were happening in this story. And then on the next page, he equates it to the challenges of business ownership, finding partners, funding your business, unexpected challenges, when things are going wrong, when things are going right. Like, the book is absolutely brilliant. You will love it. It's a story and a business tool all in one.
Amazing. Yeah, he has an inept ability to relay real life to the way a lot of people disassociate business. And that's how I found myself when I was in Italy. I felt like I'd lost something. And Brian was one that I kind of gravitated towards because he always made it the real world.
I love it. I totally relate to that, Bo. Totally get it. Okay, so you call yourself the positive intelligence specialist, and we've thrown this word mental fitness around. So let's define it. What is mental fitness? Kim Daly, the fitness gym rat, has to know the definition of mental fitness.
So I came across mental fitness as I was going through my Focal Point onboarding, and a guy called Shehrzad Charmaine, who's one of the New York Times bestselling authors of Positive Intelligence. And he kind of came from Stanford. He was a lecturer there. He's been out to the Ivy Leagues and Yale and so on. And he came from a background of coaching. And in one of his stories, which he tells through his book, and if you speak to him in one of his many talks, he tells you that he came through his epiphany of how he was going to use his neurology background in helping how to help the world just become that better place. Because we all go through life being kind of young, carefree, out in the wider world. And through those experiences that you go through your younger adult life and your older adult life, you build up what we call saboteurs. And saboteurs are typically the voice in your head into which that they talk to you when you're into a position of making a decision. And what positive intelligence is research through factor analysis, which discovered that there are only 10 negative responses that you ever create. The beauty is there's also 5 positive responses. And any of our natural instincts that are survival instincts that are challenged in any way, we hit that situation typically with a short-lived saboteur-led solution. And they always derive from a kind of negative space because we're in that mode of survival. And only recently, through advances in functional MRI, which measures how neural activity and your blood flow works when you're in a particular situation, psychologists are now able to witness kind of real-time working of your brain for the very first time. The technology out there is phenomenal, but it's able to then pinpoint the regions of the brain which produce different thoughts. And it shows you through neural functions which part of your brain is in gear. Now, positive intelligence, it's a mental fitness program by Kim, and it helps business owners, business leaders, people who are in a position that they want to draw on their sage, what I call child brain, to be able to increase wellness, performance, relationships. And it's a really simple program through an operating system that provides you an opportunity to identify where those negative thoughts come from, how to quiet those negative thoughts, what we call the saboteurs, but then how to increase the positive thoughts, which is your sage brain. And we're all uniquely equipped with our own saboteurs. And we start with that assessment, which is what saboteurs have you built through the ages of young adulthood and to today, to then reveal who and what you do in certain situations with yourself, with others, and in certain situations.
I love this. Okay, so let's make it like super easy and practical for everybody, because I love like the science of it and I love all of that. But like people are like, all right, how does this apply to me and my business, Cam, right? Okay, come on, Gimbo, like make this real for me. Okay, so I'm a candidate in process. I'm about to make this life-changing decision. I've been exploring franchises for 6 weeks. I know this is what I want to do. I'm about to say yes, but I woke up at 2 a.m. and I thought, oh my God, what am I doing? I can't do this. I can't do this. And I wake up and I call Kim Daly and I say, you know what? You know, the stock market fell yesterday and my dog is sick and my kids need to go to summer camp. And so I just can't make this decision today. I'm going to put this off. What sabotager is that? And I know everybody's laughing out there, but listen, come on. Fear is the most irrational thing in the world. And the examples I just gave you, whatever they were, are not far from like what people will tell me when they're just afraid to push through that limiting, that last final push to get everything they want out of life. And instead they shrink back. And I'm not judging. I'm not here to push anybody into it. I'm here to talk you through it. So let's talk through this, Bo. What saboteur is that?
That sounds to me, Kim, like you're a avoider saboteur.
I'm an avoider. Okay.
Possibly. And with saboteurs, they always have an original survival function because they are helpful. It's like your hot hand on a stove. You need to take your hand off the stove. It's a warning. It's a signal that your brain says that you're in a position of you don't want to be there. And I'll relate it to what you just said around an avoider. So the original survival function of an avoider could arise from kind of both happy and difficult childhoods. You know, the ability to deal with negative emotions or conflict and tension. And then your avoider may have come into play to be able to then be the peacemaker, you know, not to add any negativity or any tension to the current situation.
Totally, Kim Daly. Middle child, total peacemaker.
Yeah. And avoiders have a great, great strength in being able to then come out of situations where they just don't need to be. But there is also a what I call a saboteur lie in there, into which your avoider then will justify bringing out this saboteur to spare people's other bad feelings. So no good comes out of conflict. And it's great to be flexible. Someone needs to be that peacemaker, yeah? The impact on you and others is that you may avoid that incredible decision to take that franchise because of the justification lie from your avoider.
Hey, Daily Coach fans, if you're ready to begin your own journey to find the perfect franchise, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaly.tv. My services are totally free for you. That's inquire@kimdaly.tv. Now, back to the show. Okay, so this is awesome. So now I'm a business owner. Let's flip it to I made the decision and I'm a business owner.
Yeah.
So let's say that I'm like a few months into my business and life is moving along. And I thought that things were going to go this way. Because when I validated with other owners, they told me my business would look like this if I was like them. But my business is not like that. I think that I was lied to. And I'm getting really frustrated and mad. And I'm thinking that I made the wrong decision. What kind of a saboteur is that?
So we could go through. There are 10 saboteurs. You have a judge saboteur who is saboteur king. And that judge will always have accomplice saboteurs. But anytime you're in a situation, whether it's business-led, professional, personal, if you're feeling any negative emotion, stress, anxiety, self-doubt, anger, avoidance, procrastination, discontent.
Those are all of them. Listen to them. I love them all. Can you say them again? Those are good.
Yeah, Lindsay, we can list them again. Stress, anxiety, self-doubt, anger, avoidance, procrastination, discontent, insensitivity, anything that makes you feel internally negative, it's all generated by your lying saboteur.
Isn't that crazy? And mostly it's all generated by our thoughts. Like going back to what you originally said, earlier this year, I had a best-selling author on from the UK. Her pen name is Genevieve Davis. I don't know if you know her, but she wrote another one of my very favorite books called Magic Words. And it's all about storytelling and the stories that we tell and how when she changed the story she was telling herself, she went from a broke, you know, factory worker to literally a best-selling author of multiple books and online programs. And she's amazing. Like, I love her story. I reached out to her through Instagram and I thought there's no way she's ever going to come be a guest on my show. And she said yes. And she talked all about the stories that we tell ourselves and how they impact the quality of our lives. And that's basically at the heart of what you're saying here too, right?
Yeah, entirely. You are the generator of all your negative emotions. Nobody else does that. And we kind of fight them. We come into a position because they've derived from this position of survival. And over time, what you're doing neurologically is actually building neural pathways. So your brain's kind of made up of a ton of neurons. And when a signal travels down, it activates another neuron. They're all kind of synapses that all connect to the neurons. And then there's multiple ways in which the direction would go. The question is, which way do you want it to go? And every time that reaction happens, it builds up different neural pathways in how we then typically then react as a default mode. Now, with positive intelligence, and this, Kimmo, is where it really stuck for me in conversations with Shirzad, is you can rewire your neural pathways quite easy with what we call PQ Gen, which is the ability for you to be able to do three things. And this is where positive intelligence isn't another multitude of things you have to remember. You have to kind of pull out the back of your brain and there's like 18 different competencies that you have to kind of decide which one's going to be which in a certain situation. It's three things. You have to intercept your saboteur, which is any negative emotion.
Become aware of what you're thinking. I'll interpret your science in easy English.
Love it. Which saboteur is in play? Yeah. And then command your memory. So you basically have the ability to then quieten down that voice in your head. So you learn to rewire your brain to be able to then say, that isn't what I need right now. What I need to be doing is then shifting my neural pathways into what I call SAGE, which is that one that handles anything with calm mind, positive emotions. And you can do that. You can do that incredibly easily.
Do you ever get like men that are like super glasses half empty? Like, do you like thrive on the challenge of finding that business owner that's struggling all because of his own thoughts? And you realize like his thoughts are just that he just can't see the positive side to anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you literally help them change. I mean, because that change has to not only change your business, but has to completely change one's life.
Absolutely. It's not the first time any of my clients that have been through the program say it's life-changing.
Amazing.
Because there are a multitude of applications to what it does. It's not just about the kind of the professional side of things of creativity, leadership, performance, conflict. A lot of clients go through this and start to build better relationships at home. One client I've just had has then had this huge boost of relationships with their children. You know, typically C-suite guys in our stereotype here are always a bit of a hardball.
Yeah.
And that may follow through into family life.
Right.
And this has peeled that back a little bit to say, where does that derive from? And is that right now what that relationship with your children, with your spouse, your partner, what is he doing to that relationship? And the ability to know which saboteur is in play, where it derives, quieten it down, and react in a SAGE response.
So this is sort of like a safe way to go to therapy for an executive and talk about business, not my feelings.
We can play in the business game, in the business arena, but they do. They genuinely feel that this has a multitude of applications. This is something which you take into personal life, you take into professional life. And that part, what I was talking about, the PQ gym, I know guys and people that go into business meetings, they'll take themselves out for 2 minutes before, do some PQ gym, and are laser focused when they go into that meeting. It's incredible.
It's really incredible. So do you know who Dr. Joe Dispenza is? I'm just wondering. Total tangent, no. But.
No, I don't know.
You don't?
Should I?
Yes. So Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about rewiring your brain. He's like a modern day apostle, like no joke. He uses science to bring people to their heart. He has his own personal story with a miracle that happened in his body. He was a chiropractor. And then when he experienced this miracle in his body, literally healing his broken back without surgery, well, you don't get out of your, you know, bed from a broken back and walk again when people told you you were never going to walk again and then go back to your normal life, right? Like all of a sudden you're like, what did I do? So he goes and he becomes a neuroscientist to learn the science of what he did through meditation and healing himself and learning to rewire his brain. And now wow. He travels all over the world and I've been to many of his retreats. He's unbelievable, but he literally brings people with stage 4 terminal cancer and teaches them how to heal themselves. It's amazing. And it's the same application of what you're talking about, but instead of the business, he's talking about like healing your body. But to the same conversation that once you learn the application of what you're doing, it doesn't just impact the health of your body. It impacts because it's the health of your mind, and that impacts the whole way that you see the entire world. That's so amazing. I mean, what a blessing you are to so many people. So is your focus on the small to medium-sized corporation?
Yeah. So I originally, you know, I really love working with Kim, second, third-gen business owners.
That's your niche.
That's my niche. Those people who've come from the family business.
What happens if you get a first-gen? Do you say, no, I'm not your guy?
No, I'm not completely exclusive. Second, third, fourth, fifth, you name it. The family business. And I always remember that from the childhood when in the UK, we have high streets where typically you would in the 80s, 90s, when I grew up, there was a ton of family businesses where people would be the heart and the soul and the heartbeat of that particular town. And they've kind of disappeared a little bit given the way the world works with e-commerce, bigger corporations, and so on. I really want that family high street back. Because it's amazing. And I genuinely love working with second, third gen business owners who want that high street back, but don't have the access to those big four consultancies. Don't have the capital to be able to then put behind a multi-billion dollar corporation that they do for marketing for coaching. And I love bringing that to them because everybody faces the challenges and the difficulties in business life. The stuff that PQ does is put you in a mindset that you can be there. Everybody knows about imposter syndrome and the left and the right brain, the survive and thrive brain. Being able to tap into that has really changed people's mindset.
Knowing the information is one thing, but actually applying it, the application of it is why there are coaches, right? So you can be out there listening and thinking, yeah, I know all this. But the question is, are you applying it? And a good coach is worth their weight in gold. I agree with you that coaching just takes us to the next level. Look, I was a personal trainer for years, and then I decided to hire a personal trainer in my 40s, where sadly I'm a little older than 40 now, were the best decade of my life training with a trainer. You know, I just got to go to the gym and shut up. Well, I never shut up, but he always wishes I shut up a little more, but show up and shut up. That's like the thing, right? But I might talk a little bit. But yeah. Just having somebody there to push me through the moments where if I was on my own, I might just be like, oh, I'm a little tired. I'm just going to like quit at 10 instead of get to that 12th rep, right? It's the same thing when you own a business, right? So people think when you're a franchisee, well, my coach is my franchisor. To some extent, they are. I call them the functional coach. Like they're going to give you the core skills, but to really apply what we're talking about here today, this is somebody different. This is a business coach that's like more into how you think and how you talk and how you act, not the functionality of running your business.
Yeah, absolutely. The awareness, the action, but the accountability is what I really put forward to my clients. And then they create the resolve, the resilience, and then ultimately the revenue, which is typically where people always want to anchor to. But that accountability is critical.
It's so fun. So now we have a new term, mentally fit. I'm adding that to my business card belt. It's awesome. Yeah. It is such a pleasure to meet you all the way from New England to England.
Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Create Wealth Through Franchising.
My pleasure. Thanks, Kim.
It is a pleasure to meet you. For those who were inspired by this episode to want to begin your journey, whether it's to look at Focal Point Coaching or any other franchise that I work with to help you find your true definition of freedom, personally, professionally, and financially. Well, you know that Kim Daly wants to be your franchise consultant and your daily coach. Please follow the email on the screen right now or reach directly out to inquire@kimdaly.tv. That's inquire@kimdaly.tv. And until next time, my name is Kim Daly, and I want to be your daily coach. You can find more content just like this on my YouTube channel at kimdaly.tv. And if you're inspired to take the next step to explore franchises matched to you, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaly.tv. That's inquire@kimdaly.tv.